And we're back. Welcome back, Sue. Sue stepped out for a minute, and she'll be back in a second. And Brent jumped into her chair, and I know he has something to say, so I'm going to give it to him. What do you got there, Brent?
I'm just trying to keep this seat warm, right? You know, it's funny. Jake was sharing there about his music and, you know, the segue into recovery and all that. And I got the chance to listen to a few of his songs on the way down here. And they really were. I could hear him just talking about it organically, about how much it meant to him and everything. It's a good thing to see. It's very spiritual.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's a good point, and everything we're talking about here is very spiritual. I mean, a man and his son, and you know, and a girl who OD'd on fentanyl, and I lost my son to fentanyl some years ago. Sorry. And you know, it's, you see the whole story in a flash, yet when you come to the realization that it's all part of a perfect plan, it's not quite as devastating. And and that's interesting, and that is hard to keep that, you know. I mean, this control thing that keeps putting us back into the wrong places seems to have so much power, but yet it doesn't really, you know. That's the strange.
It took a long time to, still it's a work in progress for me. But if I find myself struggling, I remind myself to, you know, just to kind of let go a little bit and see, you know, try to see beyond what I'm trying to do, right? And yeah, and just kind of let it go. And you know, it's not all about me. You know, I can't run on self will as hard as I try sometimes. And I find myself angry, or I find myself upset, and I got to remind myself to, you know, to shut that down and you know, let myself see the forest for the trees, kind of thing. You know, you gotta, you know, take a step back and just, you know, remember the simple things. And if you don't do that on a daily, you know, like, you'll find yourself in a really poor space. That happens more often than not for a lot of people. And that's how we lose people. That's how people end up going back out, or, you know, they try to run on self-will. They don't let themselves, they don't turn their life over to God, right? Then they end up, you know, here or there, or, and hopefully people will stay here. This is the better side of the fence, that's for sure.
Yeah, it's interesting. What I hear everywhere in everything is, you know, around control. You know, it's around control. It's like, and like you were saying there, as soon as things seem to be going sideways, that's when we think we have to take control.
Right, dig your heels in.
And in reality, that's the one time we've got to give up control, and to have the presence of mind, to be able to get back into the emotional sobriety that works, you know, back into that evenness that allows functioning decisions to be made. And that's no easy task, but it's sure lovely to perceive, you know. I don't know. Let me see. Would you like to play another song?
Sure. Yeah.
Why don't you do that?
This song is it's another song. Actually, I heard like an old-timer speaking, and he said stuff, and it just kept going off in my head. I couldn't stop thinking about it.
When he says old timer, he means someone who's been around the program a long time,
right,
knows
sorry.
The sobriety thing, and talks about it, and he feels what he's saying. 30, something along those lines.
35 years, yeah, I think. 35 years plus. Yeah. He spoke in my 1 year. It was awesome.
Time been wasting on me now. I have my head down for some time. Now I'm learning about my life, why it's like this now and how. And if the creek don't rise, I'll live to see another day. Well, it's the only way that I'll survive. And if the creek don't rise, I live to see another day. Well, it's the only way that I'll survive. You strip that bark right off me now. Watch my soul so white. See my life so bright. Drop me down, cut me up to size. Watch my leaves fall dry. I watch life pass by. And if the creek don't rise, I'll live to see another day. Cause it's the only way that I'll survive. And if the creek don't rise, we'll live to see another day. Cause it's the only way we'll all survive. I dream I was walking down that trail where the sun rise and set. It's a real nice place that I'll never forget. If you try to go just a little hard, you'll see all my flaws and what's left of me and what's coming on. If the creek don't rise, I'll live to see another day. Cause it's the only way that I'll survive. And if the creek don't rise, I'll live to see another day. Cause it's the only way we'll all survive.
Beautiful.
If the creek don't rise, I'll live to fight another day. Live to see another day.
Beautiful. Where can we get those, Jake?
I got stuff on YouTube and Jake Mathias Unplugged on YouTube and Facebook, and I'll be on iTunes and Spotify and stuff like that soon.
Yeah, really good. Yeah. Beautiful, buddy. Awesome.
What's your last name?
Mathias. M-A-T-H-I-A-S.
Oh, I said it wrong today. I apologize.
M-A-T-H-I-S. Okay.
I-A-S.
I-A-S. Okay. So you hear that, folks? Jake Mathias, M-A-T-H-I-A-S. Find him. Find him online. Find him somewhere. If you like it, share it. That's the secret today. You know, if something helps you, it could help a lot of other people. So, you know, and people who live this phenomenal recovery style lifestyle, are not only healthy, they're good to be around. And you know, if you wonder why people end up going to so many meetings, there's no better place to be in life, I find anyway, than these meetings.
It's the only way, man.
You know,
not only that, you build friends. I think you build connection. Like Brent's sitting in the background. Yeah. I didn't know him that well. We became friends on Facebook, and he was talking language that I heard before. I thought it was recovery language. I wasn't sure. And as soon as I met him, we made a connection. And you know, he's Barry. I'm transplanted now. I'm a Stouffville girl now. Just putting that out there.
Stouffvillian.
Stouffvillian, I guess. Okay, so yeah. I don't know what you would call it, but you know, I met Jake through the Barry clan, right? And so. You know, you make these lifelong connections with people, and you do some social stuff. There's a lot of social stuff we do in recovery, but it's so much more than just hanging out, right?
Yeah, especially in the beginning, I've always said that it's the mainstay. Like, if you lots of meetings is important, and for a lot of people, people don't get 12-step right away. And if you don't, if you surround yourself with people.
Yeah.
They get it.
Yeah.
You will get it, I promise.
Yeah.
That. In my experience, anyways.
No, I think you're right.
You hang around a barbershop long enough, you get a haircut.
Is that right?
Right?
Yeah. And folks, you hang around a guy with a needle long enough, you may be using one, you know. So try and remember that, too. And if you're in recovery, don't think about how you're going to get so strong that you can go back to the same places and play the game without playing the game. It doesn't work, and you're not really doing those guys any good. So. Brent, you're on the show for 2 minutes before we close out here, 3 minutes. What's your take on recovery?
Today? I'm excited about it today, right? You know, it's been a while since I've been excited about recovery. Jake was talking earlier about, you know, how there's so many different levels in recovery. Like, when you've been in recovery for a little while, right? You know what I mean? Finding that passion for it again. And, you know, I hear a lot of people talking about that. And I'll tell you one thing. The people that I see that are the most excited about recovery after 10 years, after 5 years, after 15 years, are people who are doing a lot of service work. Yeah, you know,
true.
Those are the ones that are still enjoying their recovery. You know, they're still finding it vibrant. They're still finding it exciting. There's new stuff going on, right? You know, and not to say that, you know, other people's recovery is any different, any, you know, less or more. Mm-hmm. But I just see a certain sparkle in those people that are doing service work for their 12-step fellowships. And, you know, they're like service junkies, right? You know, yeah. Yeah. But and they really enjoy it. And you can see it reflected in their demeanor. Yeah.
Yeah. It's interesting you should say that, because one of the things that I notice is, you know, when the hope is being received somehow, there's a glimmer in the eye, there's a sparkle, mm-hmm. and you know, something got to somebody and that's fulfilling enough. And the rest, mm-hmm. the historic stuff doesn't mean much at all. You know what I mean? Like you said, whether you were on the floor yesterday or next month or never or ever, it really doesn't matter. As long as we come back to the theme of living a recovery lifestyle, we're going to be okay, you know? And that's, to me, that's very, very powerful. My friend Jay over behind the wires there. Jay, why don't you tell us a little bit about your show that you do on Saturday late?
I got a late show on Saturday. It's called the Saturday Night Block Party, every Saturday from 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. Eastern Time. And we got some live DJs in the studio, not one this week, but to try to get some live DJs here in the studio. So if you're into some great DJ mixes and a variety of different dance music, be sure to tune in for the Block Party every Saturday from 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. right here on Whistle Perfect. FM.
Thanks, Jay. Folks, if I forget, I'll be in trouble. Next door at 6331 Main Street in Stouffville is a little place called the Hummingbird Hub. I'm going to drop in there with as many people from here as I can. It's just to say hello and to be there for anybody out there who might want a little piece of wisdom about recovery, about the lifestyle, about anything, about, being there. And we see people sometimes drop in who you don't need to be there, and we want to be there for them. I think my new slogan, I actually put it on a business card as well. It's just simply, I'll be there. And I don't say that just for Scott. I say that for everybody around the whole theme of 12 Steps, and especially in our organization as we see it. You know, I like people to know that to the best of my ability, and, you know, God's my witness, I'll be there. And anyway, with that, any final words from anybody as we close out? We got about a minute or so.
Just thanks for having me. It's really nice you guys invite me down.
Yeah.
I'm gonna let my I'm gonna let everybody know about this, and hopefully we get lots of streams online. And I'll come again anytime.
Yeah. Perfect.
I got my brother down here too. He's he knows his stuff. That's
He's
for sure.
A character already. Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. See, a musician too?
Yeah. I just wanted to share too, you know what, like, you know, the physical transformation, but not only that, like, I'm watching you. Jake has a son here today, Grayson, right? And, you know, not only are you in recovery, but your father, and your father doing a father thing and pouring into your kid. What do you think about your daddy? You're pretty proud? Was this pretty cool today? Do you want to say something? Mm. No? You're shy? Mom. Say hi to mom or anybody?
Mm. Just say hi.
Hi.
There we go. So it was so nice friend, that you brought him.
And you know, the beauty is Grayson's already in recovery.
Yeah.
You know that, Grayson? That, you know, if you're, you know how we love our dads and we want to be like our dads. And like I try to tell all the people out there, recovery is just a way to live. It has nothing to do with trying to get it, to use our control to get away from something. It's more like your dad's song about escape. When you're in recovery, there's no escape, because somehow the almighty, whatever you may call that, God, is already in your life. You're a lucky young man.
And he gives us a design for living.
Yeah.
Amen. Yeah. So everybody, thank you very much. We'll have you all back on again. Grayson will talk about the movies he's made today, maybe someday.
Yeah, he made some good movies. Got to see those, right? We got a new producer in the house. Right?
Amen. So anyway, with that, folks, we're going to
say
goodbye for now.
Bye.
Thanks, everyone, for listening to Sharing the Burden live on 102.9 FM in Stouffville. Please go to sharingtheburden.ca for this and previous broadcasts. Hope you enjoyed the show and hope you'll share it. Till we meet again, this is Scott saying, have a great day.